Okay, we're holding Klal Yud in the middle of Beis, Siv Beis. The first condition the Chafetz Chaim said was the person has to see it himself, otherwise he can't say it over, about somebody who did an Avla. The second was the person has to be very careful to know the entire case, to know whether the person actually is a Ganif or not. And the third condition the Chafetz Chaim said was Shiachiyach HaSachayte Mitchila, that you have to be mochiachim. You can't go around telling people about what a bear he is unless you tell him himself to his face and then try to correct him. And if he doesn't want to be corrected, then you have a right to go and tell others. The fourth condition he said was shelo yagdil ha'av lo yosim imashihi, that you're not allowed to exaggerate that which he did wrong. And the Chafetz Chaim says, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, poshetu, that's poshet, tu b'chal sheker, it's a lie. Nice. If you exaggerate, exaggerating is a nice way to say you're lying, right? If a person exaggerates, even though this person is a ganav, but you say that he's worse than he is, so then that's an iser of moitzi shemer, and moitzi shemer is even worse than lashon hara. And he says, even without that, the whole heter of the Rabbein Yoina that you're allowed to go and tell people about it in order to help get the guy's money back, etc., is all learned out from the din of an eid echad. And by an eid echad, of course, the halach is you can't add on to the amount of that the guy owes. You can't exaggerate and say instead of owing $100, he owes $150. So you can't exaggerate. So surely over here also. And then the Chafetz Chaim says in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, "V'imkein l'fimah shebirarnu, emisaper dova avlo she'osa echad l'chaveiro." If you tell over that somebody did a terrible thing, v'yedea shum chelik zchus yesh binyan amayis hazeh, and you know that there is some positive thing that happened in this story. Notice if you say that this guy embarrassed somebody, wow, that's terrible. But if you say that the other guy was egging him on and then he embarrassed him, that's of course a whole different story. So of course it's wrong that he should embarrass the guy in public. But Lamai said the guy was teasing him. So he's not looked at as such a bad guy if you tell the whole story that he was being egged on and being teased. And that's why he turned around and embarrassed the guy back. And if you out that detail, it sounds like the guy just came and embarrassed the guy in public. So of course that's much worse than if he was egged on and that's why he embarrassed the guy. So tzorich lizar ma'oid shaloi lahashmid, you have to be very careful not to leave anything out. That's the fourth condition. And the fifth condition, he says, is she'chavin l'toelas, that you have to be intending for a toelas. In other words, you have to be intending that the reason why you're saying it is because you want to help out the situation. And the Chafetz Chaim brings a raya from the Rishonim, from the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yoina, that that's a necessary condition, even though you want to help out somebody who got stolen, somebody did some avla, so you want to spread it so that people should know and stay away from such a person, etc. That has to be your kavana. Because if your kavana is because you just don't like the guy, and that's why you're doing it, then it's an iser of lashon hara. And he brings interesting, the Chafetz Chaim brings an interesting, so to say, hashkafa raya to this principle. And he says, lamaisa the goyim, when they punish the Jews, and they do terrible things to the Jews, lamaisa it's gzeirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that the goyim should do this, that the Jew deserves to have this done. So if so, the guy is doing a nice thing. So he's doing a nice thing. He's doing the will of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a very firm guy, that he's beating up the Jews. But, he says, nevertheless, even though it's behulat, he says, it's a dinu mishmar of a Kaddish Baruch Hu kefi avoy niseinu, because of our sins. Behulat toyal oseinu kedei shi yinake al yedezeh me avoneinu v'niyah nekiyim lasid lavay. And it's for our sake so that we should be purified so we come to the world to come. Nevertheless, the guy are going to get punished with a great punishment. They're not doing it because they want to be they're so happy to be the agent of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to fulfill the Ratzon HaBayrei. That's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because they hate Jews. So he says, and so to hear. You'll say, but this guy deserves that his name should be besmirched. This guy deserves that people should talk about him, etc. So I'm just doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that this person's name should be besmirched so people shouldn't hang around. But if your intention is because you don't like the guy, so then you're going to get punished.
And why is it okay to speak Lashon Hara about an apikoros?
because there's not the Iser of Lashon Hara at all.
But your Kavana is to really...
That's true, but there's nothing wrong with that. And as we're saying, if there's an Aveira of Lashon Hara, so now we say, but here there's a heter on the Aveira because of you're doing it for a toelis, for a certain purpose. So we say, you have to do it for that purpose, otherwise there's no heter. But on the Apikiris, which, in other words, a person who knew what's the right thing to do, and he threw it away, and he's an Apikiris, that kind of a person, there is no mitzvah to talk bad about. And the sixth condition, and that's also extremely important, which we said, the Chafetz Chaim also says this a number of times, that imu yochel l'sabe v'satoyelis hazeh gufa be'etz acheres, if you have a way of accomplishing what you want to accomplish without the Lashon Hara, then you can't use Lashon Hara to accomplish it. And on that, the Chafetz Chaim also brings rayas from the Gemara for this. And that is, as we said, we gave the example, when we were learning the first time in Chafetz Chaim, we gave the example of a shidduch. In a case where the proper advice to a person is not to get involved with such a shidduch. So there's two ways you could do it. Either you could say the truth that this kid is a gangster and he's really a drug addict, or he's whatever it is. Or you can say, you can accomplish what you're trying to accomplish by saying, you know, I know the guy's personality and I don't think it's a match for your daughter. And if the person's going to listen to you, and that'll be sufficient, so then that's all that you're allowed to say. And the seventh is, shlo yisuva v'idea sipra zel enid yois mikriyadim. And the seventh condition which we learned is that the person is not going to suffer, the one who did the avla, the one who did the wrong thing, he's not going to suffer more than the halacha requires him to suffer. Now, if you're going to say Lashon Hara, that he stole a dollar, and because of that he's going to lose a job, or that people are going to, you know, do worse than what the halacha is mechayiv, and in that case you have no right to help this person by hurting a different person. Okay, so those are the seven conditions, and now the Chafetz Chaim explains a little bit. He says, "V'chol zeh," so we're learning Siv Gimel, "V'chol zeh maraya toiv mimenu." This is only talking about that the person who sees that this person is stealing something, you yourself don't steal. Avalim hu chay to kamayisai. Let's say you do the same thing. V'gam hu chay l'baveris hay l'kamayu, and you're as sick as this guy as far as these averis are concerned. You do the same thing. Hareza also lefarsamay. Then, of course, it's also for you to tell anybody about it. Ki ish kozeh enka v'nosei begaloisei mistarav l'toiv l'yira. This person, obviously, the reason why he's telling people about it is not because he thinks, I better let people know to stay away from such a bad guy, from such a ganav, right? Because he himself is the same thing. Ella, what's the reason? Ki im l'smayach l'aid ulevazoisei bazeh. He just wants this guy to be put down. He just doesn't like this guy. And I will remember, and I will punish for the blood of Israel in the house of Yehu. Even though Yehu did a mitzvah that he was destroying the house of Achav, which they were terrible sinners, because he was commanded to do it by the Navi. He had malucha for four generations. Moshe Nehmar, Yan kecholah shel vavi yasisel beisachman ibiim yeshua kisid yes. V'chol zeis nifkat olav lupsayif demei achav imnei kigam huha yirav pesha. Nevertheless, he himself was punished for killing Achav because he himself also was full of similar sins as Achav, and therefore, even though he knew that it's the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that this person should be wiped out, but nevertheless, if you want to be that shliach, then you have to do it for that reason. And if you're doing it for a different reason, then you get punished. Mm-hmm.